Hello, everyone. Lovely to be with you. So, welcome your experience as it is. Without any need to define it or categorize it in any way, to simply be open like a newborn. Noticing the breath, whatever sensations are appearing to you. There is a stillness, a causeless peace. Which is the heart of silence. The loudest sound is this silence, this stillness. This alive, aware emptiness. The aliveness of awareness. So we invite ourselves to relax more and more into this formlessness, into this awareness. Like a leaf that falls off the branch of a tree and floats in the space. You are the leaf and you are the space. Notice the sweetness, the gentleness of the breath. It goes on mostly unnoticed. Awareness as well seems to be unnoticed. And yet, whenever you turn your attention to it, it's there. Peaceful, tranquil. Undisturbed. And this awareness is our very being, our reality, our essence. Which knows itself. I know myself to be this transparent awareness, invisible to the senses. The reality which perceives and which knows it perceives and knows that it is. And it knows that that which is cannot not be. This awareness we speak of is you, what we refer to as this ordinary mind, this ordinary awareness. It's you. And there are no borders, no edges. To awareness, the reality which perceives. It's freedom. There is no opposition when it comes to awareness. It's an open field, edgeless, borderless. That which neither appears nor disappears. And you are that. The mind is a movement. It is the movement of consciousness. The creative aspect. The play. It is this borderless awareness, this one reality, which plays the game of ignorance. Creates the sense of separation sensations within the body mind, creates the belief that it is limited and personal. And in so doing, it seemingly reduces itself from this infinite, borderless vastness to an impression of personal self. With personal issues and personal goals. Personal goals are simply one goal. To understand the game and recognize yourself as the one self, the only self, reality recognizing itself. Seeing through the entire structure of the separate me, but as consciousness is creating and playing the game of personhood, it's also viewing it the sensations which appear seemingly to you as a personal entity are in fact appearing to you as awareness. Because you cannot be other than what you truly are. And consciousness realizing itself in the game of ignorance and awakening. Shifts the game from a bittersweet game to a blissful one. Because in the absence of this impression of being limited and mortal, in the absence of the impression that you exist in time and space, which is freedom. It is understanding. It is the end of seeking, the end of personal issues. The slate is swept clean. Happiness is our true nature. Happiness meaning nothing lacking, fulfillment. So you invite yourself to live as this borderless presence rather than a personal identity. Because you are not separate from the universe. You are the reality of the world and of the body, and the reality of the mind. You are the choreographer. Not a personal player. You create the set, you create the play. You control the show. There is no reality outside of yourself. So you can explore living as that, whichever way works for you. It's the exploration that matters, not succeeding or failing. Once the light of understanding breaks through the belief structure and the illusion of separation, there is a domino effect. Because once you see through that, you are not that which you perceive. Once you get a glimpse that you are the perceiving aspect, non-phenomenal. Ignorance is fatally wounded. So, if you have any questions, anything that you would like to explore, make sure you unmute yourself and you're welcome to raise your hand. And, yeah, so any questions?